Good morning, Carpenter Shop. Did you come expecting this morning? I brought my expectation with me this morning. I'm expecting the Lord to do great things today. I'm expecting to see miracles and breakthroughs today. And if you believe that too this morning, stand and worship with us.
Thank you. raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah.
Louder,
louder,
sing a little louder, louder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Bible says the name of the Lord is to be praised. Come on now. Hallelujah. You just sang it in this building this morning. I will raise a hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through this morning. If you'll get a different attitude, you will go to a different altitude. Come on, somebody. God will take you from where you are to a new place. Listen to the word of God. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, the harp, and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and with dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipe. Praise him with the clash of the cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on. You know, I can imagine. That's right. Go ahead. Come on. Lift up a shout. Lift up a shout. Praise your way through it. Sing it, Josh. Put your hands together for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can imagine, I cannot imagine because I've never been arrested, but when Paul and Silas were placed in prison, you know, today if you go to prison, you can come out of the Hulk, you know. You can go to prison and work out with your weights every day and watch a flat screen TV and get your education and, you know, eat some food. Have folks to send money to a special account for you so you can get what you want to eat if you don't want what the prison serves you. Come on, come on. We've done a real good job with it, haven't we? But when Paul and Silas went to jail, you know where they went? They went down to the depths. They went down under the street because they didn't have a nice little trash truck to come by and pick your garbage up. They just threw it out and swept it all down to the lowest part of the city. And, you know, that means all the trash and all the garbage, all the rubbish. It means all the cow dung and the animal waste. All that stuff just got swept and droppings would go down. And they put them in the worst place, the lowest part. And all of the stuff was just falling down over them. But the Bible says at midnight, you know, they weren't complaining. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to hold a service. You know, one of them preached to the other. The other one preached for a little while. Somebody led a little worship, and they began to sing and worship the Lord. And I can't help but think that as they did that, the Father just started tapping his foot a little bit. Come on. He started tapping his foot. He just tapped his big toe, and all of a sudden that jail got a different idea of what construction was. It got reconstructed. Things busted loose. Jailers get saved. People get automatically transformed by the presence of God. Why? Because these guys got a little louder when things got tougher. Listen, if you can't come into the church on Sunday morning and sing in the best of circumstances, what makes you think when you get pressed up against the wall, you're going to be able to praise your way out? You need to learn how to entertain the presence of Almighty God. From the rising of the sun to the going down, early in the morning will I seek thee, David said, and call upon thy name. We need to put a praise on our mouth, on our lips. The scripture talks about the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto God, even in the tough times, even in the hard times. I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. Father, in Jesus' strong name, we come before you today with gratitude in our hearts, God, thanking you that today we're not in jail. Today we're not suffering the negative benefits of being incarcerated in a bad place. And Father, I know there are people that are listening today that perhaps they even are incarcerated, but I pray that they would learn to praise you where they are so that you can take them to a brand new destiny, so that you can open prison doors and set them free. Father, please don't let them be shackled in their heart while they may be shackled in their body. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring us to a new place in this church, God, a new season of worship, a new atmosphere, God, of calling upon your name, a new season, a new place. We thank you, God, for an open heaven in this room today to accomplish your plans and your purposes as we gather together, God. Let us not take it for granted. We're here to worship you. I want you right where you are just to listen, just give your petition to the Lord. Right where you are, just give your petition to the Lord. He knows where you are. The Bible says the hairs on your head are numbered. Not a sparrow falls to the ground without his awareness. God knows where you are. Right now, as an open heaven is in this room, just lift up your hands and begin to worship him in another language. Come on. Begin to pray in the spirit right where you are. Come on, just begin to worship him in another language, in the spirit. Those of you that are filled with the Holy Ghost, just begin to pray in the spirit right now. Just believing God for breakthrough, for shifting, for acceleration. Come on, let him do it today. In the name of Jesus, God, we worship you. We thank you, God, that nothing is impossible with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we speak healing. Father, even for those that are watching us online, may they walk in faith. May they reach out to an open heaven where they are and recognize, God, that it's you that'll transform us. It is you that'll transform our situation. We pray in Jesus' strong name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, begin to entertain his presence today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not at a place, God, that you cannot free me. I'm not at a place, God, that you cannot set me free and on a new course. I'm not at a place, God, that you cannot bring in resources from the north, south, east, and west to take care of my situation. I'm not at a place, God, that you cannot loose the shackles on that loved one in my family that's not serving you. They're bound by some addiction, some crazy thing. I'm not at a place, God, that's impossible with you, because with you, God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together. We ought not to have to beg you to worship God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up a shout to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Let them hear the praises roar in this place today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful today for the opportunity we have, which is ours, to come into his house and to worship him. I want you to hear the word of the Lord from the Gospel of Matthew as we transition here in just a moment. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will look like 10 virgins. No, it won't. It'll look a little different. It'll be other and farther. Thank God for technological Bibles. You got to scroll down, Pastor. Verse 31 of chapter 25 of Matthew's gospel. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. And all the nations, somebody say all the nations. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Check this out. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in, and I needed clothes, and you clothed me. And I was sick, and you looked after me, and I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you sick and in prison and go visit you? And the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, Jesus said, you did that to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, those of you, you are cursed into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you didn't give me anything to eat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger, needing clothes or sick or in prison and didn't help? And he will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. There's a time when we reach out and we don't think we're doing a great deal, but we're really touching the heart of the Lord. There's a time in the small things, you know, the making of a basket, where you get together in a room and you pull together the resources and you take your little hands and you fashion something beautiful that's in keeping with the color of the month. And you knock on a door and you say, here, this is for you. We prepared this for you. You know what Jesus just said? Jesus said, when you do that to them, you did that to me. Our kids have prepared these. I wonder if you'd make your way to the front here. We're going to pray over these little baskets. Leaders, Sharon, Susan, would you come with them? Just come if you helped prepare these baskets. This is a gift from the heart of the Father to those who've been given a prognosis of about 6 months to live. They're hospice patients. People who are lying in the bed, not getting up today and saying, oh, it's a beautiful day. I think I'll take a ride. I think I'll run over to town and go to Walmart. They can't do that today. They can't get out. And unless the intervention of the Lord and his healing comes, they're destined to a life that will end here on this earth and begin in the heavenlies for those who know him. So I want you to pray with me that every basket that's received will have an anointing upon it. Amen. It was made with love. All the items were given with love. And so this is a way that we can consistently just build a bridge from Carpenter Shop International Church to the community in which we serve. It's not really all about what goes on in here. It's what happens out there after we come in here. Come on. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we stretch our hands to these baskets, we thank you, first of all, for leadership and kids that care, that our coming together on Wednesday night produces something more than just having a good time or a snack, that it produces a heart to give, a heart to be Jesus to someone else. And so today we thank you for these baskets. We pray an anointing upon them when they're received, that a smile would come on the face, that a shift would take place in the very room in which they're lying, and that they would receive a gift of love. They would receive the smile of Christ that comes into their room that day. We pray this prayer in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Come on, give them a hand for doing that today, would you? God bless you guys for reaching out beyond the walls. Praise the Lord. Well, how many of you enjoyed the worship service so far this morning? Come on, give the Lord praise. Thank you, worship team, for leading us into the presence of God. If you're a person who plays an instrument, please see Pastor Josh. They're trying to expand the team consistently and go to a new place. So if you play an instrument, maybe you're sitting here and say, you know, I ought to be doing something. If you play an instrument, please let them know. They need to be aware of that. And if you're a guest here today, thank you for being here. If you're a guest online, thank you for watching today and being a part of Carpenter Shop Church. Just simply hit share on that live feed so you can help us touch the nations, okay? And if you're a guest, please avail yourself to the guest center in the main foyer of the church when you leave here. We'd like to give you a gift and have a record of your visit today. And we just want you to know that we're glad you're here. Come on, folks, make them welcome today. We're glad you're here. Amen. You could have chosen another place, but you chose Carpenter Shop International Church, and we're glad that you're here. One of the things that we enjoy at Carpenter Shop is making a place for our tithe, that portion of income that God has called for in His Word. A tithe is what? A tenth part. If you made 1,000, then it's 100, okay? The math's really easy. If you have trouble, call me. I'll help you. I got a calculator on my iPhone. Come on. But it's a tenth portion that the Bible declares is holy. It belongs to Him. You shouldn't touch it. And so we take delight in bringing our offering today. You may be able to, may not write a check, but you can give by way of an app online. You can give, if you're watching on live, hit the donate button on the live stream or whatever way you can give. And we always take cash and checks, make them to CSIC. We appreciate the faithfulness in giving. If you have contributed in 2018, you should have already received an email. And if you're waiting on snail mail, the postman will give you a receipt this week for your giving to Carpenter Shop Church. When you get it, I'd like for you to do one thing. Just take it, lay it on the table, and then put your 1099 or your W-2 next to it and do some math, okay? And if you need to make something up, do it, okay? Because God blesses those who give. He says, give, and what? It shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together. He said, bring the tithe to the storehouse, and He would make sure that the windows of heaven were open, and we would receive blessing. Isn't God good? How many of you are thankful for His faithfulness today? Well, come on, ushers, and wait on them. They're going to serve you from the back to the front, and we appreciate your faithfulness in giving today. God bless you as you give.
Make me whatever. whatever you want me to be. God, I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Amen. Make me a vessel. Make me what you want me to be. You know, that's hopefully our hope, that we actually ask God for that, ask Jesus for that. You know, in a world where a lot of times we're down and out, and we may not always know where to turn, God is always there looking. God is always there answering our prayers. And I just want to read this little verse here. You know, one of the songs talked about up from the ashes hope will arise, you know, and I feel like sometimes, you know, if you look out in the world, you go through things, we all go through things, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope out there, but sometimes I think we forget who is on our side, and we serve a God of hope. Amen. And this says, this is 1 Thessalonians 4:13. It says, but since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Our hope is in something bigger than this world. Amen. Our bodies at best are going to last, some of us, maybe 100 years if we're extremely lucky, right? They're fading away. But what's inside has a chance, or will live forever, has a chance to live forever in the kingdom. Amen. So make sure you're putting your hope in Jesus. We're excited upstairs to continue our studies. We're talking about how God is our provider for everything that we need and everything that we do. Kids Church is for kids age 3 through 6th grade. We're always looking for new volunteers and new faces to help us out. If you're interested in that, please see Pastor Miranda. She's going to be putting some stuff on Facebook as well to help you get connected. But that's a great way to work your way into the church here. I mean, kids are fun, and you know, put a smile on your face. And we're not asking for an every Sunday thing, just once a month or so. If you would help us out, we'd be greatly appreciative. This time we're going to ask, Travis is going to bring the message this morning. I wasn't expecting to see Pastor walk up here, but.
I'm always around, man. Praise the Lord. You appreciate Gary? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, just a couple of reminders before Travis comes. Today at the close of the service, our women will take advantage of today's Super Bowl. Did y'all know that? You know, there's a reason why we highlighted the gold. Come on. You need to score a touchdown today, right here, at the close of the service, because we're going to give you an opportunity to touch the world today. Our women will be standing at the exits with the carpenter shop bucket, and they're receiving a missions offering today. Change, they'll take your change, walk out lighter today, get rid of all your coins. Get rid of your cash. They just want to receive an offering for Touch the World. They work on this all year long. We've watched their giving to missions just increase. I was blown away at the number that they gave last year. Exceeded what they expected by about $323 and some change. So we give God praise for that. You help us make that possible. So score a touchdown today at the close of the service and give to Touch the World. Pastor Joy, anything else? Did I miss anything? They can give by phone, too. If you want to give by phone on your app, just go ahead and put special offering there as you pull it up, and that'll go toward Touch the World today. Also, we mentioned earlier the possibility, if you play an instrument or something, please avail yourself to Pastor Josh and tell him about that. We're looking to expand our team and do some different things in the future. So don't you appreciate the worship team? They're doing an incredible job. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So men, also our women are busy in ministry. We want to just take our men's ministry to a new place. So I'm looking for some men. Just kind of look under the edge of your hat and say, I'm one of those. Looking for some men to make up a men's committee to take our men's ministry to a new level in 2019. We've got some great things ahead for our annual men's conference for 2019. And it's called the Man Event. It'll be coming up in Rocky Mount later in the fall, in September. But in the meantime, we want to take the men's ministry to a new place. And so if you're a man and you'd like to see something happen in the realm of ministry to the men of our city and of our church, please see me and let me know that. Also, next week we'll be beginning a series on the seven churches of Revelation. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I dive into the book of Revelation. Amen. I looked in my records. Pastor Joy told me yesterday, she said, honey, you're so organized. I looked in my records of preaching, and I haven't preached or taught from Revelation since 2015. And so here we are in a series on the church. Pastor Noli did an incredible job last week staying with that subject matter. And Pastor Travis is going to do the same thing again today. We're talking about the church. I felt a mandate in my spirit in 2019. Let's look at the church and compare it from then to now. And so next week we'll begin the Revelation 7 Churches series, which will take us for a couple of months as we look at what Jesus said as he walked in the midst of those churches. So let's get excited about what God is saying. Let's get excited right now. Would you stand with me together? Come on, stretch your legs one more time. Stretch a hand out to Pastor Travis as he comes today. Father, in the strong name of Jesus, the Son of God, we come to you today with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you for the Word of God that is true and powerful and quick and sharp. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you are allowing our spirit man to be opened right now to receive your Word. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks yokes and bondages in our midst right now. And Father, we pray that the word that's proclaimed today will fall on fertile soil of our hearing and our mind and our spirit, man. And we would leave this place today walking in newness of life because of the word of God penetrating our spirit, man. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Welcome Pastor Travis Turner as he comes today. Amen.
Give Jesus an even bigger, greater hand clap. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, Carpenter Shop Church. How's everybody doing this morning? Blessed and highly favored. Amen. Amen. Glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I might sound like Batman from The Dark Knight because I was yelling during worship this morning. How many of y'all really needed that praise and worship this morning? Anybody else but me? Come on. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Come on. Your weapon is your melody. I tell you, I had to come and get mine this morning. You know, I feel like the devil tried everything he could try to get me not on the stage this morning, but I'm here to tell him I'm here. I'm standing, and I've got a word for the people. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. I love what God is doing here at Carpenter Shop Church. I love Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. How many of y'all love our pastors? Come on. Come on. I love you, Apostle. I really do. I love you, man. And I appreciate your investment in me and for believing in me and praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about a message today. If there was a title, it would be The Church That Walks in Dominion. We're talking about the church then and the church now, the first century church and the church of today, 2019. And, you know, you were never meant to come to church on Sunday morning and get built up and then for the other 6 days get slapped around by the devil. Amen. Come on, touch the person beside you and say, neighbor, you might not realize it, but you have dominion. Come on. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like the breaking of a new day, shining brighter and brighter into the full day of light. What that means is that each day as a believer, as a child of God, as a Christ follower, gets better and better. We go from victory to victory, from joy to joy, from strength to strength, ups and ups, not ups and downs. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got to wake up this morning. Amen. Jesus died to give you your dominion back. Amen? Amen. Let's read Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. But Christ has redeemed us from all the curse of the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Somebody say, Christ has redeemed us from all. From all means all, amen. The Bible says in Luke 10, chapter 19, Jesus said, I have given you authority over all the power of the devil. You shall tread on snakes and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm you. How many of you are thankful that you have been given authority over all the power of the devil? If I bake a pie and cut it into 8 slices, and I give all 8 slices to you, how many does that leave me? None. And that's exactly how much power the devil has over you. Amen? Amen. You don't have to sign for every package the devil tries to send you. You know, I've come to an agreement in my faith, in my walk with Christ, that if God didn't send it, I'm not signing for it. Amen? I'm just because the devil laid it on my doorstep doesn't mean I've got to sign for that package and receive it into my house. Amen? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. You don't have to sign for every package that the devil tries to send you. You know, if the UPS man were to come to my house tomorrow and place a package on my doorstep, and all of a sudden I walk outside and I see the box moving, I hear something in there, and then I ask the UPS man, I said, well, hey man, what's in the box? And he reads the package and he says, well, it's an opossum with rabies. I'm not accepting it. I'm gonna tell him, man, you can take that back wherever it came from. And that's the way you have to get about the things of life. You have to tell the devil, you can take that back to hell where it came from, because I'm not receiving it. Amen. The Bible says, but Christ has redeemed us from all the curse of the law. See, so many Christians live defeated and never walk in dominion because they don't realize that not only has Christ died for our sins, but he has completely rescued us from all the curse of the law. Well, you may say, well, what is the curse? Can I tell you what the curse is? The blessings of God is in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. But then the curse of God is in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. So what we have to ask ourselves today is, see, the curse talked about anxiety. It talked about depression. It talked about oppression. It talked about possession. It talked about sickness and disease and poverty and lack. But then you may say, well, you know, Travis, I've read the curse of the law in Deuteronomy 28, and it never mentions anything about cancer. It never mentions anything about Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis or paralysis or arthritis. I mean, have you ever thought about that? But then let's go to Deuteronomy. This is why I love the Bible. This is why I love the Bible. Deuteronomy 28:61. And every other sickness and plague there is, even those not mentioned in this book of instruction, until you are destroyed. Tell somebody, say, I've been redeemed from all of that. Come on, somebody. Exodus 15:26, God said, I am the Lord who heals you. The Bible says in Psalm 105:37 that when the Israelites, it was about 1.3 million Israelites who went across dry ground on the Red Sea. The Bible says there was not one feeble person among them. That didn't mean just sick. They weren't even weak. Nobody was coming across the Red Sea with walkers, with tennis balls on the bottom of them. Amen? They were healthy. They were strong. The Bible says in Genesis 6:3 that God has given mankind 120 years. Can I tell you that Moses, when he was 120 years old, when he passed away, the Bible says that his eyesight was just as good as ever, and he was just as strong as ever before. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I'm not dying, I'm going to live. Hallelujah. You've got to get that in your spirit. You've got to get it in your spirit. Can I tell you today that where your faith stops, the hand of God stops. Amen. Caleb in Joshua 14, he went up to Joshua and he said, I'm 85 years old, but I'm as strong now as I was when I was 40, and I can still go fight. Joshua, give me my mountain. You've got to get it in your spirit that I'm not dying. I'm going to live. I have dominion. I walk in dominion. I breathe dominion. Come on, somebody. Jesus died to give you your dominion back. We have been set free from the curse. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives me of all my sins, come on, and heals me of all my diseases. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I was healed. Come on, somebody, I was healed. Not I am, I'm already healed. Come on, somebody. See, people say, well, you know, my thing is, if Jesus was whipped, he took those 39 stripes for our sins, then what was the point in going to the cross? The Bible says that he took those 39 lashes for all of our sicknesses and diseases, and then it says he was whipped so bad that he didn't even have the appearance of a man anymore, and then he went to the cross for our sins. Come on, somebody. He died. He was whipped and then died for your sicknesses and your sins. Come on, somebody. Psalm 92:14, but the godly will flourish like palm trees. They will grow strong like the trees of Lebanon. Even in old age, they will produce fruit. Whew. But you've got to understand. See, this is my thing. You've got to know where your attack comes from. You have to know where sickness comes from. The Bible talks about a woman in Luke 13 the woman who was bent over with a spirit of infirmity. Jesus spoke to the infirmity. Acts 10:38, Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. It says in 1 John 3:8 that Jesus destroyed the work of the devil. See, so many people, they don't understand. See, my thing is this. You've got to get it in your heart, because so many, see, the Bible says that put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, not if, but when, the attack will come, amen? The attack will come, but you've got to shrug it off. You can't let that stuff in your house. You can't let it in your family. You can't let it in your body. Come on, you see, what I'm trying to tell you today is you've got to get a violent faith down in your spirit to say, God, if you didn't send it, I'm not accepting it. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. If a robber comes to my house tonight, I'm going to meet him at the door. I'm going to grab my shotgun. I'm going to meet him at the door. See, that's the way you have, and I might lead him to Jesus before I do what I got to do. I might. But I'm meeting him at the door. That's what you got to do with the devil when it comes to your situation, when it comes to your trials and tribulations. You got to meet him at the door and say, not in my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. You got to meet him at the door. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong. I was listening to a song on Air One Radio, and I'm not knocking it because they got some good songs, but it was one song that said, maybe it's okay if we're not okay. And it's got a really catchy beat, and I started singing. I was like, wait a minute. No, it's not okay if I'm not okay. The Bible says I don't have to be weak, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the full armor of God so when the day of evil comes, I may be able to overcome the enemy and his schemes. Come on, somebody. The Bible talks about the full armor of God, talks about the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the belt of truth and the shoes of peace and readiness. And it goes on the list of full armor of God. Can I tell you, there's nothing in the full armor of God that protects your back?